Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. 2 Samuel chapter 20 verse 1 says, "We have no portion in David, and we have no inheritance in the son of Jesse." We have a new character. Sheba enters the scene in 2 Samuel chapter 20 with a clear purpose: to stir rebellion. The Bible calls him a worthless man, which was a term that was also used for Hophni and Phinehas back in 1 Samuel chapter 2. And these men were disregarding God's authority, choosing their own power and desires over submission to the king. Sheba saw the tension between the northern and southern tribes at this point, and he seized on the moment. So instead of calling David king like the rest of Israel, he refused to acknowledge David's rule. And that's the mark of a rebel, rejecting rightful authority and drawing others away to serve their own ambitions. Rebellion isn't just an ancient story. It exists today. Some resist God's word, twisting it to fit their own agenda. Some play along with God's authority until it no longer benefits them. And when the heat turns up, they turn away, seeking to build their own little kingdoms rather than submitting to the King of Kings. Sheba's story is a warning. We must examine our own hearts. Are we truly submitting to God's rule? Or are we resisting his authority when it doesn't serve our own desires? Do we follow Christ wholeheartedly or only when it's convenient? When you pray today, ask God to reveal any rebellion in your own heart. And pray for humility and submission to his authority. And as you're praying, lift up Sam and Susan Jordan, our missionaries in Jordan. And pray for the English LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Canada and the United States. Let's not be like Sheba, choosing pride over obedience. Instead, we must honor the King.